Wireless and Texas Tickets present Hummer Ticket Stock 2004. Going on now at the Plano Center with Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
312 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You're listening to the Ticket Roundtable with the great Greg O, the great Norm Hitchkiss. Welcome, Norm, up, everyone. Fresh from spinal surgery. And Bob Sturm is with us as well.
Fresh from L.A.
Thank you, Gordon.
And not a lot of interest there. That's okay, Bob. And we have something special for this segment of the roundtable here at Ticket Stock 2004, which we encourage you. You still have plenty of time to get here to Ticket Stock. We close at 6, and it's completely free, though. And there's so much stuff for kids to do. We have a lot of families that have shown up out here. We have ticket chicks who are in their own little sorority house back there. I think that's pretty arousing. And also we have, do we have the petting zoo? Or do we determine we don't have one?
No, it's not about a zoo. It's outside.
Oh, it's outside. We do have a petting zoo.
Yeah, okay. Dan's out there right now.
Oh, good. Excellent. To get here, you take 75 Central exit Spring Creek Parkway, and we are half a mile east of Central Expressway on Spring Creek Parkway at the Plano Center. All right, now we're going to do something special here. This is interesting. We have one of those little money booths. Is that what you call them? Where the fan blows money up from the bottom, and you stand in there and try to grab cash and prizes.
That's right, Gordo. This is Craig Miller reporting live from the money booth.
Well, I was about to throw it to you, but
back
go
to
ahead.
You. Back he, to you to throw it to me.
He intercepted it.
I wonder if that's the way it happens on like ABC News when Peter Jennings is just talking and all of a sudden, who is it? Britt Hume? Is he still on there?
No, he's
breaks in.
Bolted for recruiting.
All right, so Craig, what do we have going on over there?
Claire Shipman. Okay, we're going to get into the money booth here for charity.
This Who is we?
Giorgio and myself. Hi, George.
Hi, Roundtable.
Hey, George.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take turns going in there. And
hey, guys.
We're
going to,
yeah.
Is there Meeser money in there?
Not a bad callback. Bob wants to know if there's Meeser money in there.
Why does he want to kick us?
All right, what are you guys running for president? Or what are you running for?
We're running for mornings.
Did y'all ever win that?
A while
that?
Ago. No, we didn't.
Well, we're pulling for you in the primaries.
So George is going to go in first, and in 30 seconds, right, he's going to collect as much money as possible, and this is going to benefit my charity, kids who aren't doing quite as well
no,
as some
now,
other
kids. Come
charities.
On. This is called the this is the guys with the elite card, right?
Right.
And the Elite Card is kind of a fundraising program, and there's participating vendors and restaurants and that sort of thing. You use your Elite Card there. They donate money to charity. Now, you guys are going to get in there, grab as much money as you can for the Stars Foundation, and the Elite Card, they're going to match whatever you grab in there.
Right.
So,
Have you seen the Muser's Elite Card? And they
I'm still talking.
Okay, sorry.
Now, what does Fuji have to do with all this?
That's a kick in the crotch, Bob. No need for that.
So they're going to... So basically, this other organization is going to match what they do?
Right. That's right.
You know what? Well, that morning show contract, I think that Dunham Miller should match it, too.
That's
agree,
a good point.
George, shouldn't you match it?
I believe they should.
I think we should, yes.
I think they should match it.
It's for the Stars Foundation?
Okay, what's the trick in... what's your name, sir?
Mario Look how they glossed Rosco. Over, Gordo. Boy, they don't want to break it off with any of that money, do they?
Nope. In getting as much money as possible.
Don't panic.
Don't panic, right? You got that, Jeff?
Oh, as if that guy knows how to
Now, wait a second. Has George ever been in one of these before, Craig?
Have you been in one of these, George?
No.
Yeah, it's called Desperados Football. That rains money.
Okay, wait. Hold on. We got rules. Don't start till I say go.
Don't start.
Grab off the walls. Don't bend over and grab anything off the ground. Grab off the walls, out of the air, anywhere you want. Whatever you have in your hands, when I turn off the machine, is yours. If it's falling down, you got to let it fall.
Can I shove it in my pants?
No, you cannot, and you can't pick it up. You got to keep it in your hands.
Well, that's unfair. You're supposed to shove it up under your shirt.
All right. All right, I'm going to announce that whatever I collect, I will match it to my own personal pizza cause for tonight.
Wait, what are the denominations of the bills in there?
All right, let's look. I see a bunch of ones and ones, and I see some ones. You say every denomination?
Every denomination is represented.
You know what? I'll match.
Okay.
I'll match whatever you guys grab in there.
We can get the P1s to count it.
All right.
And am I going to go over there and get in it?
Yeah, you're going to get
George
in, too.
George in, and he's zipped up, and the air has just been turned on. Wait. Oh, go. Okay, George. He's grabbing, and he's turning, and he's grabbing, and he's... It looks like he's reaching for leaves in the middle of a fall
storm. They're being blown in his face. They're being blown in his crotch. Now he's rubbing his crotch for some reason. Now he's grabbing more bills. Oh, there are some phony things in there, too, floating around. So you got to be sure just to grab the money.
That's deceiving.
Yeah, it's like trash. What's the clock at?
27.
28, 29, 30. Time's up, and they've turned off the blower, and George has his hands full, so let's count it. George, oh, he's a little excited.
You're listening to continuing coverage.
This is George
in
the
money booth. Where they have blown money.
All right, I'm now with the exclusive Jubinator, fresh out of the money booth, with his hands full of money. How was that?
I panicked. I didn't do very well.
That was his one rule, his one tip, don't panic.
I know, I did. I panicked early, and then I kept dropping it. Every time I grab another bill, I don't think I did very well.
So what's the key for me? What would you say?
Just wait, and they'll stick on that wall over there late in the round.
Grab it off the wall.
Yeah, grab it off the wall. You can't bend down, right?
It's kind of like playing the monster at Fenway.
Yeah, kind of like, just wait on it. Yeah.
Wait on it, let it come off the wall.
Wait on it, just let it come to you, yeah. You're giving away all. You'll find a spot eventually where all the money goes.
And so what is the total?
I don't know. They ran off with the basket. Well, they're counting now, Gordo. We'll give you a
count after. Very exciting coverage on Sports Ticket.
Yes, you can only hear coverage of this right here. On the
all
ticket.
Right, now Junior's about to get in the money booth, correct, George?
Yes, Junior and his blue and gray striped shirt, long sleeve, now in. And the zipper is closing, guys. The zipper is closing.
You don't have to repeat it.
Oh, sorry. Junior's taking a stance, which I think is illegal. He's bent over. You're not supposed to bend down.
That's his favorite.
Yeah, it is. Junior's going, the money is flying. The money is flying.
Don't repeat.
Sorry. Dollar bills flying around Junior's head. He's collected at least $3.
Repeat it.
And
you're still on
back
the air.
To you.
No, you're the play-by-play guy for the
sorry.
Desperados. Come
this
on,
of course,
picture.
Craig Miller out of North Texas and
padding.
Bishop Dunn High School.
You're padding.
And this is his first time in money grabbing. He appears to be panicking now as the dollar bills swirl around his head. He's got 5 seconds left. He just grabbed another dollar bill, and he's shoving them down his pants. Oh, no.
Do you believe
he's
in miracles?
He's not supposed to do that.
Now, who's going to count them?
Okay, Junior is coming out now with a handful of dollar bills. Hmm? I think I did better than Junior.
You did weller than Junior.
Does he have a failed smile?
Yeah, how'd you do?
All right, I tried something new. You put in that bucket. I think I tried to grab the big bills. I saw a 50 and I grabbed.
Did you really?
So with my supervision, I think I may have been able to collect some money here.
Wow, okay.
All of these in this hand are one.
I don't see a 50. I think you're seeing things.
I want to see if I held on to that 50.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Damn it.
He got a 50.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, thank you.
All right. And now back to you.
I said I'd match George's, right?
No, you said you'd
match
them both.
Of them. We'll all match it.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Together.
All right. Thank you very much. Now heading down to the booth now is the hard line.
The hard line.
We're supposed to go down there right now?
Yes. You guys,
come on,
you guys are scheduled to get in the money booth. Who wants to see Grego shirtless in the money booth?
Hard line.
Grego, get some of that stick'em stuff.
All right.
Where's Rhines?
He's napping.
It's nap time?
Yes. All right, we're getting Rhines and Grego. I'm worried about Rhines getting in there. That may be a heart attack waiting to happen.
Every day at 3 o'clock, Rhines naps. Thanks, Norm. All right, here comes Grego. Hi, Grego.
Got my game face on.
Oh, sorry, he's not talking to the press.
Robot Grego.
Not talking to the press.
Yes.
You're listening to live coverage of the money grab here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The witness on the floor there, Junior Grego, was just here.
You like that card?
I like this card, yeah. Never seen it before. Is it authorized?
Yes, it's authorized, Grego.
Okay.
Now, once again, this is for the Elite card. It's a fundraising program, and they're donating this money to the Stars Foundation. Whatever the Musers and the Hardline grab in there, they were going to donate. They're going to match it to the Stars Foundation. And so far, I've been the only one that's gone out on a limb and said that I would match.
I will match it also. George said he would.
So, Norm, you in?
No, George and Junior have already matched.
Oh, my gosh.
Cheap-ass Norm.
All right, and I think, Grego, are you going to match whatever
Grego,
you
gonna
get?
Are you going to match what you pull out?
Sure, why not?
That means Grego's going to stand with his hands in his pockets.
That's tough because you can only grab so much with your hands.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to be any good at this, Grego?
No, I'm predicting failure.
See, because Grego has those sausage fingers.
Good at grabbing money.
Grego has sausage fingers, so he doesn't have a lot of grasp.
Yeah. You said you have sausage fingers.
Good point.
I really do.
Yep.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not proud of it. Wish you didn't, but I do.
Yeah,
all right, now, Giorgio, you're going to do play-by-play on this since Reiner can't do it.
Okay.
The first grab was 30. The second grab was 76.
Wow, Junior.
Wow.
Dominated.
Junior.
76.
All right,
76.
So 106 between us. Is that right?
Wow. All right. Good going, George.
Well, we'll beat the hard line thanks to Junior grabbing that 50.
I'm going to do like a 401k and match everything up to 8%.
All right, the dollar bills, he's illegal. He's bending over. He can't do that. Grego is, I don't think he's grabbed a dollar bill yet. Okay, he's got like three or four.
Has it started?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Swirling around his head, and he's trying to pin him up against his chest. Yeah, there's some audio of Grego inside the vault right now. Oh, he's got his eyes closed. He's taking a couple dollar bills to the eyes. We're less than 10 seconds left.
He's crying.
They're counting it down. Grego is still grabbing dollar bills. Sorry.
And it's over?
It's over.
What's happening?
It's over.
I've got 20.
I don't see any large dollar bills in there. I see a lot of ones for Grego.
What's any large dollar bills in there?
Yeah.
Best segment.
Yeah,
ever?
No 50s or 10s or 5s.
Yes, Bob.
Let's bring Big Dick out here to do Hello Dolly.
Get this thing moving again.
Yeah. How'd it go, Grego?
That's pretty hard. That's not easy to do.
Did you see any 50s fly by?
No, and neither did Junior Miller. He got lucky. I don't care what he says about his x-ray vision.
It's not x-ray vision. It's supervision.
Supervision.
Whatever.
All right, is Ryan's going to do it, or are we just mailing it in?
Well, we don't know. We haven't seen Reiner yet.
325.
How about instead of Reiner, can we get the fattest guy in here to get in there?
Well, Big Dave just raised his hand, but I hate him.
Let's do somebody different than Big Dave. How about that guy on the front row there? He's a pretty good-sized guy.
How about Frito?
Frito works.
But where is Frito? Is he there?
Yeah, he's right here.
All right, yeah, get Frito
in
there.
Come on, Frito. You're gonna represent the hard line. Is that all right?
That's great. Maybe I'll do better than this in the hockey game.
No. Good point, Frito. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Big Frito's going to get in there.
All right, here's George Dunham with the play-by-play.
Well, we got a ways yet. They got to get the machine ready for him. So you do the pregame show, then throw it to me.
Good going on the $6, Grego.
It's not much more than that. That's
hard
to do.
How much did Grego get? Let me go to the counting area here and see how Grego did.
They're finished already, George.
Nah, they're still sifting through it. Grego, I think you did better than you think. Yeah, they're still counting it. So no official word there.
Is everybody having still fun?
I'm having fun.
Yeah.
All right, they're trying to get Frito through the zipper.
Having fun.
Do we need a guest host up here? Let's get that guy in the USC shirt. Come here. Yeah, come up here. The Yanni-looking guy. Come here. Come here. Come on.
Oh, dear. That thing.
Why is he folding
his
paper?
I don't know. He's folding his paper. He's very particular about that. Sit on our comfy beanbag and join us.
All right, Frito is in the chamber now. It has been
zipped up. Special coverage.
Frito's in the chamber.
Frito's waiting for the signal.
Frito.
All right. He's going. He's grabbing money.
All right, Frito's going, right? There's a lot of action going on.
Frito's on the way, a lot of action. Dollar bills flying around. He's grabbing them. He's going around doing good stuff. Now back to you.
Gordo, we could have our first heart attack here with his high blood pressure.
Yeah, Frito looks like
he's
really
got red
bad
face
blood pressure.
Going really bad. It's
I
a little
bet.
Warm in that
it's
chamber.
Down there.
The face is really red on Frito right now.
Uh-oh.
You might say a contorted face as he grabs for dollar bills.
Paramedics, we need paramedics.
He's got 5 seconds left now. Frito is hovering in the corner. Ooh, he's got a huge amount of bills. Frito's absolutely the greatest dollar bill grabber ever.
All right, wow. Frito's just exiting the money vault.
I mean, it is a wheelbarrow full of money, but, yeah, he may not have a 50.
Like I got with my supervision.
Right.
Stop saying that. You don't have
supervision. All right, here comes Frito. He is out of the chamber.
Is he out of breath?
What are your thoughts, Frito?
What are my thoughts?
Yeah.
I think I won.
I think you grabbed the most bills, but I don't know if you got the biggest bills.
Neither do I, but it's easy once you figure out it's in that corner, isn't it?
Yeah, you just wait for him in the corner.
In other words, you cheated.
No, he played within the rules, Grego.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, here comes Frito with a boatload of money now being dumped into the chamber.
Okay, and while they count that up, we do have a special guest host up here.
All Frito's ones are falling.
This guy is really skinny.
Good job, Frito.
He looks like a member of Journey off the Infinity album cover. What's your name, sir?
My name's David. I'm from Irving.
Were you a woman at one point? You got a really, really high voice.
No.
Or is that your real voice? Will you do me a favor? Here.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Watch it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like Norm. Here. I'm sorry, Norm.
Do me a favor, dude.
This is my language.
Read this Scott Boyder article. Just start there. This is about Roger Staubach. We've been wanting to have a dramatic reading of this for a while. Go ahead.
George, how are you? Good, Norm, how are you?
Good.
Read it out loud.
Just thought we'd put a little dead
air. Yeah, out loud.
Let's talk sports.
Oh, you want to talk sports? You want to talk sports? Let's do that. All right, now, a lot of P1s always think that we suck at our jobs, and we basically do, and think that they can do better. So would you like to talk sports? Would you like this forum to do a show that you would like to hear?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
All right, we're back from break.
And your name is what?
I'm David.
Okay, David.
You do look like Jesus. I thought of you when.
Well, so do you, sir.
I'm Steve Perry, and I'm this and that, but you do.
Well, thank you very
look
much.
Like Jesus.
All right, here you go.
And now back to sports talk with David, the Infinity album cover guy, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you, Gordon. Right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Ticket Talk.
Those ratings.
Norm,
are
how are you?
Good, David. How are you?
You can't go to Norm. This is your show.
I love Norm.
You're supposed to be.
I have a man
sports.
Crush on Norm.
Oh, gross.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Suddenly,
what?
Well, he's got a higher voice than I think any of our wives. So, Norm, you want to take him up on it?
Is it that bad?
No. As a matter of fact, I think your voice is right in a perfect pitch.
That's what Norm says, of course.
That's exactly right. I think all their voices are too low.
All right, now, David, once again, let me give you the ground rules. You can't appeal to any of us. You've got to talk a little sports for a while, give your opinions
and then take
about what's going on in the sports world, and then maybe go to a fake call. So like Tony and Mesquite, and George will do like a fake call.
Fake call, yeah.
Yeah. All right, here you go.
And now it's back to the most popular show in all of Collin County. It's David talking sports on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Q Towers.
Thank you. Thank you very much. TJ Ford, Texas. Third best rookie in the league this year, Norm?
Norm, you can't keep going to Norm.
Norm's my group. Norm's my group.
No, you got confused. He's not your group.
All right, take three. Roll intro again.
All right,
the wheels are off.
No. You're doing fine, David. I think you have a little.
Why? I knew you were going to pick on me.
No. I think you have a little something.
I know what he feels like.
You start off and you start talking well, but then you immediately panic and want to go to someone else if you just keep talking.
This is your show.
I'm not a trained
American.
Professional.
All right, here we go. We'll try it one more time. Now, don't appeal to anyone. Talk sports about 2 minutes, and then say, let's go to the phones on this issue, and then go to Tony and Mesquite or whatever caller you want to go to, and we'll provide a caller for you, okay? All right, David, here we go.
Am I getting paid?
No, you're not. Neither am I.
Go to Norm. All right, it's time for the most popular long-haired host in all of Sports Southwest. It's David with his fake mustache on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The mustache is real. Thank you. Bob Sturm.
Yes.
Wait a second.
This is my show, and we'll go to calls in a minute.
Hey, it's his show. He can do whatever he wants.
Bobby Knight. You're tight with Bobby Knight.
Am I more your Frito or your Jer?
you're cool.
Okay.
You talked to him. Was he ready to take responsibility if Andre Emmett would have collapsed with a heart attack after he made him run 500 or 1,500 Weezers last year because he missed one practice?
He ran
two marathons in the course of 3 days. That kid ran 53 miles. And I was just wanting to know what you think if he would have collapsed. Norm, you can jump in.
That's okay. Go ahead, Bob. You're tight with Nate.
53 miles. You know what I'm talking about? The Weezers up and back?
Yeah.
For him and Mendez, a kid from the Metroplex area.
He ran 53 miles?
In 3 days.
Yeah.
They counted them off. They had a staff in there.
Yeah.
Down and back, down and back, down and back. And they calculated up. That kid ran 53 miles in 3 days and then went to practice.
She brought up a great sports point.
Let's take a call from Tony and Mesquite.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point about Bobby Knight. How long you been on The Ticket?
About 5 minutes.
Well, I love your show. Long time listener. Back to you.
back to you.
Take another call. Thank you.
Weird way to end
the call. Desperado football. Let's talk some Desperado football. George, want to jump in? Is that quarterback any good?
No, I don't want to jump in. I'm the generic caller. Don't look at me.
Okay. Grego, is that quarterback any good?
He's not bad.
We got a lot of lost 1,000 yards from...
Okay.
Leon in DeSoto wants to talk.
Oh, Leon.
This. Hey there, David.
Hey, you.
I want to talk Desperados football.
How about them Desperados?
I think they're pretty good. I think you're pretty good, too. I've been listening to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, about that Bob Knight thing. That's some stuff, isn't it?
Crazy, crazy. I just wondered if he was ready for that kid to have a heart attack. Kids will die on you. Just
yeah, they will do that.
It happens.
Yeah, I guess ask the Ramseys.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Well, I'm still talking to... Okay. Well, David? David?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm still on with you, right?
All righty.
I want to ask you about the Cowboys.
I need some water.
What?
Or a Miller Lite.
I'm confused. I'm on the phone. I can't see what's happening.
I thought I had the mute button on.
No.
David? Go to Susan. David? Go to Susan and Denton.
David, you haven't hung up on me yet.
What's your hot sports opinion, sir?
Well, I want to know what you think about old Aikman retiring.
Oh, I love Troy Aikman.
Great, sounds like it.
Great man. Good quarterback.
Yep.
Good guy. Funny. Sounds like you'd better... Has a personality, which I never thought he had a personality.
Yeah.
Troy was all stoic and all, you know, just kind of...
Hey, am I still on?
Hey wait. You still got the other caller on.
Yeah, I want to talk about Bobby Knight.
I kind of wanted to jump in and answer the original question.
Okay. Does he know Troy Aikman?
But...
No, I don't.
Who's no, that? Bobby Knight know Troy Aikman. Yeah.
Is that Tony in Mesquite?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, it's Leon. I'm over here in DeSoto.
Hey, Leon, what's going on, man?
What are you doing, buddy?
Not much. You want to go fishing on Saturday?
Absolutely, buddy.
All right.
I will. What's biting out there?
Well, what?
What's biting out there?
Well, I've been using some
1190
worms.
Tox fishing.
Hey, somebody told me somebody put a bunch of them
1190 Tox fishing.
David, get control of your show.
But them stripers, somebody released some stripers in Lake Fork.
Yeah, they ain't doing too well right now. We can get us some crappies though if we want to.
A friend of mine told me they're hitting on hula poppers right now.
Yeah, they ain't bad, and top water ain't bad either.
You going top water on that?
Yeah, I've been going because they've been hitting the heck out of it.
What about spinner? You going spinner bait on top?
David, you've got to get control of your show.
David, are we still on your show?
Say thanks for the call and
is this
hang up
fish
on
dog?
Check in the mail.
All right. Well, I guess we'll hang up, David, since you don't seem to have the balls to hang up on us, all right?
Hey, which member of Journey do you think he looks the most like?
I think Greg Raleigh. He looks like Greg Raleigh.
Did he play keyboards?
He was a keyboard player for Jonathan Cain, that's right. For damn sure.
Yeah. That wheel in the sky, is that Journey?
Yeah, wheel in the sky keeps on turning. Come on, sing it with us there, Dave.
Don't know where I'll be tomorrow.
That's right, there you go, that's right. Hey, Dave, can we be on with you every day?
Absolutely.
Come on, we can do the sports talk with you.
You wearing a ball hat?
No, I ain't wearing no ball hat. What are you, gay? What? What does that mean?
What does it talk
not
mean?
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
I don't know.
All right.
Hey, I'll see you at the race at the Motor Speedway.
Okay.
All right, then.
I'll be there.
Talk to you later.
All right,
bye-bye.
That's a hot sports opinion. Are NASCAR drivers athletes? I say no.
All right, David, here's a little tip.
Your show has no flow at all.
Here's a tip
hey,
for you in
looks
sports
like Norm.
Talk.
Check that out.
This is an audio medium.
Is
audio
this reminding you of the days you spent at WBAP, Greco?
Kind of.
Here's the thing. You have to control the pace of the show, and after the caller asks his first question, you need to put him on hold where he can still hear you, but he can't jump back in and just interrupt you all the time like those two guys were doing. See, they kind of took control over your show.
Hey,
you
gotta
want that.
You got to mind the clock, too.
Huh?
Frito shouldn't have sort of screened those calls and not let them on the air.
Well, Frito did screen them, but you've got to you have control over the board when they go on hold.
I'm punching buttons and nothing happened, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, how did you like your... sorry.
And that was David from Ticket Stock. Give him a big hand, everyone. David. Hey, we have to take a break, so let David throw it to break.
Yeah, throw it to break, David.
We're out of here. Good night.
No.
Good night.
Drive home safely.
It's 3:30.
I'm going to talk to Norm some more.
Wait a minute. It's 3:30?
Well, 3:37.
So David's 13 minutes late to break?
Yeah.
Yes.
David, mind the clock.
This is a hardline guy right here.
It is.
This is a hardline guy.
All right, throw it to break, David.
I'm a Norm guy.
Give a time check, give where you are, and say we'll come back and tease what you're going to talk about next.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, make something up.
Oh, make something up. Golfing. Big John Fat Daly back on. He's back on track. when we come back from Plano, from the ticket stock in Plano. Thank you, and good night.
What's with the good night?
Not a compelling
I'm done.
Team.